Felix, we've got a question here for you from Elaine, and she says, how close are we to predicting people's choices they're going to make by looking at what their brains are doing? So in other words, almost mind reading.
Short answer is we are still very, very far from it. Long answer, same thing. We are very far from this. The reason is quite simple. Studying decision-making is quite a recent process, especially in neuroscience. So we've only been looking at it in depth in the last 20, 30, 40 years. So we have an idea of where things are happening, but not what is happening specifically. So let's say the middle of your brain will be evaluating certain components of decision choices. So let's say you need to choose between apples and pears. What is the value of apples? What is the value of pears? Then the front of the brain seems to be putting that into context. So the area right over your eyes, which we call the orbital frontal cortex, then something happens under your forehead where choice we think happens, and then something happens in the back. But as you can see, we don't really know, unfortunately.
It's a really precise art, then.
Yeah, exactly. That's neuroscience, unfortunately. It's still budding. So we think we know where things are happening, but we can't be certain.
But more specifically, if I were to sit in a brain scanner and think of certain things, could you, on the basis of the pattern of activity in my brain, when you show me pictures of trucks, know if you looked at my brain later, when I was just randomly thinking about things, and say, aha, look, there was definitely a mental image of a truck going by there, or he's thinking about a person and a face and so on. Could you do that?
So unfortunately, unless you're looking at very, very precise conditions, we are still not at that level. What we can do, however, is use economics and psychology, and there are some reliable biases that we all have on average. So let's say I am to promise you £3. You'd be very happy. If I promise you 5 and give you 3, which is the exact same amount, you'd be very upset. It's the same thing, but I can predict how you will feel because of that. There is also things like probabilities. For some reason, humans seem to overvalue low ones, so that's why we play lottery. That's why we get insurance for some very rare events. So we know we do that kind of stuff. And we can predict reliably what people will do, but that's mostly economics and psychology. And what we try to do is see cellularly what is happening and why it happens.